Well, Fielding and Platt was a factory not far from where I lived, and I knew of Fielding and Platt, but I cannot recall knowing anyone who actually worked at Fielding's, but I knew that Fielding's had a wonderful reputation for training their apprentices.
Did you apply for an apprenticeship, was it a particular apprenticeship?
This is rather strange because after I left school, I went to the junior technical school for 2 years to study engineering and mathematics and that sort of thing. And when I left, JTS must have contacted Fielding's as Bombadley might be, of interest as an apprentice to them. And it was through that I got an appointment for an apprenticeship with Fielding and Platt. There were three firms in Gloucester who had good apprenticeship schemes. One was Williams and James, and the other was Sisson's, and then there was Fielding and Platt. I also had the opportunity of an apprenticeship with Williams and James because a great friend of mine, his father, was works manager of Williams and James, but I wasn't terribly interested in Williams and James and Sisson's because they rather concentrated on one particular product. For instance, Williams and James with air compressors and Sisson's with steam engines. But with Fielding and Platt, they had a great diversity of machines and different equipment. And also a very big advantage to me was that Fielding and Platt was within 10 minutes walking distance of where I lived, which to me was a big advantage because Williams and James, it would have taken me half an hour or more to get there, and Sisson's would be the same. So I was more interested in Fielding and Platt.